6:24, Wake Up Kenosha with Bill and Pete.
Fire truck, I want to ride on a fire truck.
Wednesday morning, and we check in with this gentleman from Kenosha Fire Safety and Prevention. He is Division Chief Guy Santelli. Guy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Doing very well. Hope you're the same, my friend. We were talking last week. We got into holiday decorating safety, very important stuff. And then we had this story. This came from the Illinois Fire Marshal, warning residents about the dangers of home fires because of holiday decorations. So, Guy, I think they may have been listening to our segment. I think they were tapping in. Fire Marshal Matt Perez says, and these are statistics from the National Fire Protection Association, 2 out of every 5 home decoration fires occur. Why? Because decorations are placed too close to a heat source. And sometimes I think people don't think about that. If they set their tree or whatever next to the vent or any kind of heat source, that's big trouble.
Yeah, it's big trouble with either a artificial tree or a real tree, more so with a real tree because it dries the tree out even faster. It's like when you have it by a constant heat source, think about what our furnaces are doing. Our furnaces are taking the humidity out of our house and they're adding heat. So it's like sitting in a kiln for that tree. It doesn't feel like that for us, but with something that's not hydrated, like we are, the tree just continually dries out, and people don't even think about it. The life of your Christmas tree is less and less the closer you put it to heat. And when the humidity or when the moisture comes out of the tree, it is susceptible to burning, just because that heat source dries it out. And then if there's an electrical short in your lights, if there is a candle nearby, any heat source that would produce a flame is going to ruin your Christmas with that dry Christmas tree.
Now, so. I think that with people who have artificial trees, Guy, they don't think something like that could happen because it is not a real tree. But think about what an artificial tree is actually made out of, and then you can kind of put the pieces together.
Yeah, and a lot of artificial trees have flame retardant in them, but as your artificial tree gets older, that flame retardant gets older also, and it dries out or basically fades away after so many years. So that flame retardant isn't going to work anymore, and that plastic is just going to burn. We are seeing less and less Christmas tree fires, but I think the biggest thing with either artificial or real is keep them away from heat sources and make sure that they are in a safe place, in a corner, away from any of your heating vents.
Yeah.
Don't overload them with lights, and don't use extension cords in place of permanent wiring.
The other thing they mentioned, too, is make sure your light strands aren't worn out, aren't old, because that can lead to an issue as well. You don't want broken or frayed light strands.
Yeah, you want to make sure that a lot of trees now are pre-lit. And they make them that way with extra cord for when you fold it up, that you're not twisting it, that you're not stretching it. But as people take lights on and off their trees, they're stretching the cords, they're pulling the sockets away from the wire, they're pulling the outlets, the plugs away from the wire, and you got to check all of that for open wire. And if you have open wire, Christmas lights aren't that expensive. It's much better to go out and buy a new set of lights than it is to try to throw some black tape on it, electrical tape, and cover that wire up, because you just don't know. You just don't know how bad that wire's compromised, and you want to make sure that you're safe for the holiday season.
Absolutely. He is Guy Santelli, Kenosha Fire Safety and Prevention Guy. If folks have any questions, they can always give you guys a call.
Yeah, they're always give us a call in the Bureau. Somebody's always manning the office, or our messages are on. We're at 262-653-4109. I'm sorry, 262-653-4110. So thank you guys very much. And
thanks,
you guys
Guy.
Have a good week.